You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to the latest episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills, sitting at 8-3, heading into the Thanksgiving Day game against the Dallas Cowboys down in Dallas. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Hopefully, everyone, you're able to spend some time with friends and family and enjoy yourselves. And again, our Buffalo Bills playing on Thanksgiving Day, very exciting for many of us. Hope to be a great game and obviously looking for a Buffalo Bills victory to make this the best Thanksgiving ever. As we take a look at things this week, again, in the celebration of Thanksgiving, I think for us as Buffalo Bills fans, we have a lot to be thankful for this year. You know, for many of us, right, we've lived through the drought, we've gone through changes in head coaches and quarterback searches and all these different things. And now as the team sits at 8-3, obviously we all realize, right, there's still a lot of games left to be played. This is, you know, and no deems looking at this season and calling it a success at this point. But really, as we take a look at it and we do move forward, it does feel good to be a Bills fan this day. So I think in this episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, when we talk about everything we have to be thankful for as Buffalo Bills fans, and it might sound a little cliche, it might sound a little, you know, like pandering to some folks, but it's really not. I think if you take a step back, right, and in the celebration this week of everything that we have, the amount of time that we spend following the team, everything that goes into it, right, the players, the organization, all the changes that have taken place. I think right now, again, as we sit here at 8-3, coming off that 20-3 victory over the Denver Broncos, Buffalo Bills fans should feel pretty good right now. And I don't say that meaning like lock for the Super Bowl good or expectations through the roof or, you know, sitting here as the best team in football. But I think if you look back to where the franchise was just a few years ago and where things are now, as fans, we should feel pretty good about the Buffalo Bills. We should take a moment to be a little bit thankful about what's taking place. So, you know, I think with this, I'll go through some of these things today. I'm sure you probably have some of your own comments. Of course, you can always share them with me at Twitter, at Anth Marino, in the comment section at BuffaloRumblings.com. We always appreciate that as well. And I think for it, you might have some things here you agree with, some things you might want to add to. And again, as I said, there's a lot for Bills fans to be thankful for this year. And I think as we kick it off, the top of my list right now is quarterback Josh Allen. And it's so interesting, right? You think leading up to the 2018 draft, so many folks, you're talking Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield. I was a huge fan of Lamar Jackson. The two Joshes, how that was going to play out, what it was going to look like. And the Bills draft Josh Allen. And immediately this guy comes in and there's the question marks is, he's raw. He played at Wyoming. He's got all the abilities, but, you know, does he have the accuracy? Does he have this? Does he have that? And by no means is he a finished product. But I think as you look at it, you look at the way his teammates spoke about him after the victory against the Denver Broncos. You see the way that he has continued to show improvement and not just against the Miami Dolphins of the world, right? But against a great Denver Broncos defense the other day. I think specifically those two touchdown passes to Cole Beasley and John Brown. And for myself, right, and I know everyone always is quick, is he a franchise quarterback? Is he this? Is he that? You know, it's incomplete right now at this point. But as I look at things, I look at where this team is going, I am very happy to have Josh Allen as the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills. He makes this team competitive in every game they are in. His teammates love to play for him, to play with him. So Josh Allen, I'm thankful for him that he's the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, and hopefully he is for the next 15 years, leading them to multiple playoffs and maybe even a Super Bowl at some point. other fellas that I am I'm very appreciative of. And I think for us as a Bills community, especially those of us that are active on Twitter, we have a great number of beat reporters that just do a great job in covering the Buffalo Bills. And I think sometimes we take that for granted a little bit. But some of these guys, they're so accessible. They're sharing updates as quickly as they can. They interact with us as fans. They answer our questions. And I think when you go through with that, right, not every team has that. And I think you talk about this Bills community and specifically guys, right? I think of Joe Biscaglia. I think of Tim Graham, Matthew Fairburn, Sal Capaccio, Matt Perino, Ryan Talbot, you know, and many others, right? But they are just so open and willing to share with the fans. And, you know, I think with it, when you talk about, you know, our fandom, right, and the amount of time that, you know, we spend looking for updates or, again, just wanting to have the latest on what's happening with the team. And when you have a group of reporters on the beat that, again, engaged it the way that they do, provide updates, do their own podcasts, again, all of these pieces, I'm always thankful for these guys because, again, anytime you've had a question, usually they're pretty good about getting back to you right away. They're there for the fans. They're engaged, covering the team, you know, 24/7, 365 days a year. So I definitely appreciate those guys and very thankful for them. The next piece that I'm thankful for, and I think I speak for all Bills fans, is the new offensive line. You think back to the O-line that the team had in 2018, and it surely was a bit of a nightmare. And things that took place right out of control with, you know, the unfortunate retirement of Eric Wood, everything that took place with Richie Incognito eventually being released from the team. And then you had kind of this mishmash of an offensive line. Now you've got five new starters on the line. You've got great depth when you take a look at it, as evidenced last week when Mitch Morris had to go out. John Feliciano switches over to center. Spencer Long comes in. The offensive line has a good week, right? You've got a rookie in Cody Ford who does a decent job against Von Miller and the Broncos. As Ty Inseki was out with his injury. And you just look at this, right, and you talk about the Bills offense, you talk about the young quarterback and Josh Allen, the improvements that they continue to make. The offensive line, such a big, big piece of this, right? And for those guys, the investment that they've made, and oh, I can't forget somebody like Quentin Spain as well, right, who just comes in as a starter and this group continuing to gel. And that was one of the pieces that was a little bit underrated earlier in the season. But basically, you had a completely new offensive line. And I say that, you know, Deion Dawkins being a holdover. But again, you've got four new guys there, all of them working together for the first time. No continuity from the year before. And as we look at this, I'm just thankful that the Bills have a great offensive line at this point, rushing for over 240 yards last week, and just looking forward to seeing what these guys can continue to do throughout the rest of the 2019 season. Another piece that I'm thankful for as a Bills fan is just the way that the fans of this team are really engaged in the community. And I give a lot of this credit, and I know he's a humble guy and he will, you know, kind of deflect to others. But to Del Reed and everybody at 26 Shirts, you know, not only did Del and Bray and Leanne really get the Bills Mafia started, right, as the founders of this group, but then kind of taking it to really becoming this charitable group of fans. And we've seen different things that they've done for, you know, Pancho Villa and his family. You can think back to the Andy Dalton Foundation in 2017. But just this is a group that is constantly looking to be engaged in the community. And I think somebody like Del Reed, again, everyone at 26 Shirts, again, they've helped with nonprofits I've been engaged with so many of us, and just kind of keeping that at the forefront, right? The Bills Mafia, they may have this national perception as a group that's letting themselves fire and jumping through tables or whatever that may be, but truly a charitable group. And I think a lot of that starts with Del Reed and the work that he does. So shout out to you, Del. And again, that Buffalo Bills community that's so engaged in the community and helping so many in so many ways. Next up for me, two great free agent signings for the Buffalo Bills. And these guys, I think many Bills fans have just fallen in love with Cole Beasley and John Brown. I mean, John Brown right now on pace for something like 90 catches this season and over 1,200 yards, was leading the AFC in receiving. a tremendous rapport with Josh Allen, right? I mean, you look at so many much of this and you just think to yourself, man, what a great signing for Brandon Bean and the Buffalo Bills, right? I mean, basically a three-year, $27 million contract. And then Cole Beasley, such a great performance for him, being that primary target against the Denver Broncos. For him, that slot receiver, that safety valve for a Josh Allen, you look at him, how these two guys have helped change the Buffalo offense into more of a passing offense. You look back to what this receiving core was just a year ago, right, with guys like Andre Roberts and Kelvin Benjamin, and things just not really working. A complete overhaul, but taking place with these two hardworking professionals that have proven that they can get it done on the field, especially for a young quarterback. So Cole Beasley, John Brown, we're thankful for you guys and looking forward to the rest of the 2019 season with them. I'm going to take a quick break real quick. I'll be back. There's plenty other things for Buffalo Bills fans to be thankful for. So stick around. We'll be right back. Breaking Buffalo Rumble.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome back to Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino here with you again, talking everything Buffalo Bills and the things that we have to be thankful for with this team, especially during this 2019 season. Some great items before the break, but you know, no list of highlights for the Buffalo Bills would be complete without Tre'Davious White. And I think that you take a look at the third-year cornerback for the Buffalo Bills and the season that he is having, starting to really garner some national recognition, which is so well deserved. I mean, for this guy continuing to make great plays for the team, you know, you look at it, 4 interceptions so far this season, 2 forced fumbles, 13 passes defensed, 50 tackles. He's got a sack. You know, you go through with all of it, and Trey White in the season that he is having, it's really all coming together for him, right? And this guy becoming that franchise cornerback in his third season, still only 24 years old. You look at this guy and everything that he means to this defense, and I think there's so much that works because of him. And you've got high performers and guys like Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde in the defensive backfield, but I think so much of the ability that allows the rest of the defense to do what they do comes back to Trey White, right? So how he can lock up a receiver like Cortland Sutton, or just, you know, stay with somebody like Odell Beckham Jr. in a game and really be locked up with that number one wide receiver for the other team to allow the other 10 guys on defense to do what they need to do. Right now, I don't think there is much question. If you had to pick an MVP for the team at this point in the year, you know, short, you could, you know, nominations for Josh Allen or John Brown and the great seasons that they've been having so far. But to me, it's Tre'Davious White is far and away the most valuable player for this Bills team. Thankful for him on this roster. And hopefully sometime soon, the Bills take care of his contract extension and keep him in Buffalo for the rest of his career. So, you know, as we go forward, other things for me to be thankful for, I'd be remiss if I did not mention the Buffalo Rumblings podcast team. I encourage you every week, right, every time we have this show to podcast, for the podcast to subscribe, hit that button as you can so you get Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, Believe, the Mafia Mavens, Blitz Bills, Circling the Wagon, Buffalo Rumblings Q&A, the Nick and Nolan Show. But it's just a great group, right? Providing content for fans throughout the week. And I think you look at this, I enjoy each of these shows, right? It gives a little bit of a variety. So for the entire team that helps put these together each and every week, I appreciate all of you and everything that you do. Next up on my list, really, as we take a look at these things, the Buffalo Bills linebackers. How good this group has been. And I know so much of it starts with Matt Milano, also Tremaine Edmonds, right? These two guys playing about 100% of the snaps in every single game, how important they are to what the Bills defense can do, especially those two young guys, right? That you look at it and say, man, the future is bright for both of them. And for the Bills defense, right, as they continue to be members of this franchise. But can't forget Lorenzo Alexander as well. We talked about him in last week's podcast around free agency. If you haven't checked it out, I encourage you to do so. But, you know, even despite his long NFL career, still active, still performing, still delivering, whether he's lined up as a linebacker, a defensive end, a defensive tackle, in pass rushing situations. But these three guys as a linebacking unit, you think to yourself, just kind of a centerpiece of the defense for the Bills. And really with them working together week in and week out, you just realize, right, because it's that combination of the savvy veteran who's still performing at a high level, but these two young guys who, as good as they have been so far, they're just at the beginning of their careers. And you go through with that, you think to yourself, man, that is going to be great, not just for the Buffalo Bills, but fans of the team. You think of that linebacker core, just how fantastic all of that is. So next up, I'm also thankful, right? I talked about the Buffalo Rumblings podcast team before, but I think you look outside the Buffalo Rumblings family, you've got some great individuals doing some podcasts, covering this team, right? So many fans, we're looking for content. We're looking for things that are new, that provide a great perspective for us. And there's really some great people out there that are putting together some really good work. So, you know, Joe Marino, I know many of you listen to Locked On Bills. Shout out to Joe. He's been on this show before. I've been on his show before. He's just a consummate professional with everything that he does and appreciate the work that he continues to do. Greg Thompson, Aaron Quinn, Eric Turner, the team at Cover One, the work that they do with their podcast each and every week, as well as the work on their site. Just love what those guys do and always appreciate the support that they give to everyone here at Buffalo Rumblings. Pat Moran, the Moranalytics podcast. I know many of you listen to Pat as well. He had our Bruce Nolan on earlier this week. And Pat is one of those guys. He's just very supportive and appreciative, right? I'm appreciative of him. He's given me some great feedback and advice and things that we can continue to do with this show and guys like that. Not only does he do a great podcast with great content for Bills and Sabres fans, but he's always looking out for everybody else in this community. And for me, that's a pretty cool thing. Love the guys at the Rockpile Report, Trainwreck Sports, Beware the Stampede, and Buffalo Fanatics again. I mean, it's just so many people putting, and I'm sure I probably missed one or two podcasts here too. And if I did, I apologize for that. But, you know, as you look at it, you just have this great community of everyone supporting each other's work, kind of pumping each other up, sharing each other's content, joining each other's shows. And I think that just goes a really long way when you talk about this greater Buffalo Bills community and how supportive everyone is of each other. So, you know, for everyone and their shows that they put together, I encourage you to give them a listen too. But, you know, with all of this, just it's a great group And I appreciate you guys so much. Next up, and from a team perspective, and I think there's so many things that, you know, we could be thankful for, and even other guys on the team that have not mentioned. But for me, I'm probably most appreciative, at least as a Buffalo Bills fan right now, for Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean. And I say this because these two guys have been able to give the franchise an identity, a direction, right? And you can think back to, you know, just past regimes, right, that did not have the level of respect that these two guys have within the organization, within their locker room, and really across the NFL. They've had a vision since they've come in. Sean McDermott, right, he preaches culture with his team. I'm a big believer in that personally, whether it's you're coaching in the NFL, you're managing a team at work, and any sort of walk of life, right, you have that right type of mindset that you can be successful. And to have these two guys that, for all intents and purposes, right now have been lockstep since the minute that they have been together with the Buffalo Bills, it's just great to see this team be, for lack of a better term, right, a legitimate NFL franchise. And there's years in the past where, and we all know it as Bills fans, right, this franchise was a little bit of a laughingstock across the NFL. You could not hire someone to be the head coach of this team. Guys were refusing interviews, right? Think of that from that standpoint. Now you've got the team sitting at 8-3. You're in a situation where you'll have $90 million in cap space after the 2019 season. You've got a great base of young talent, a potential franchise cornerback, a potential franchise quarterback, and a lot of other pieces in play. So, and really these two guys at the heart of it, and I put them together because, again, as I said, they've been lockstep since they joined the Buffalo Bills. I'm thankful for Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean. And finally, the last thing I'll add, just the Buffalo Rumblings community. Matt Warren really leading this team and a great group of contributors and writers, but all of the fans that not only listen to our podcast, that visit the site. I got to be honest, right? Not living in the Buffalo, Western New York area, it's hard to interact and find Buffalo Bills fans for many of us, right? And I think when you came across Buffalo Rumblings in just this group, one, giving a voice for Bills fans, but bringing so many of us together. Plenty of things that we disagree on, but a lot of things that we do. And I'm just happy to be a part of the Buffalo Rumblings community, and I appreciate everybody and everything that you do for us day in and day out, whether it's reading the articles, listening to the podcast, engaging with us on social media, or in the comments section at buffalorumblings.com. So that is the list of everything I'm thankful for with the Bills. I probably could have gone on to another 40 or 50 things just because it feels good to be a Bills fan this day as we sit at 8-3 and look to get a victory over the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving. But in all sincerity, right, I wish you and yours a very happy and safe Thanksgiving holiday. Enjoy the game. Hopefully it ends up being a Buffalo Bills victory. I anticipate this being a tight game. And again, go Bills. Take care.